Hello, darling. How's your day going? You were asleep when I left for work, but I did give you a kiss. I thought you could use a sleep after this weekend. Last night was kind of intense. Did you get that project done? No? Why not? You were fucking yourself? Seriously? I mean, I like that you're so insatiable lately, but the whole point of you going freelance was so you could actually work for yourself. You do actually have to do the work. Instead, you spent the morning in bed, fingering that little pussy, like the greedy slut you are. Let me guess, you woke up, and before you even bothered brushing your teeth, you had your fingers in your panties, didn't you? You woke up wet, I bet. Not surprising, after what I did to you last night, I suppose. What were you thinking about? Were you reading that short stories book? Watching porn? No, I bet I know. Tell me if I've got this right. You were listening to sexy audios, weren't you? Listening to those men and women moaning and screaming in your ears. Smart Money says that when one of them told you to come with them, you fucking did, didn't you? No. I'm not mad about that. You couldn't wait for me to get home tonight, though, could you? If I weren't so damn turned on, I'd be furious. Okay. What are we going to do about this, sweetheart? You're in a bit of a situation, aren't you? Because you have actual work to do. You need to get that project done. It comes with a deadline. You've been stressing about it for a long time, and it's getting to crunch time. Sweetheart, stop freaking out. Just listen to me, okay? You need to get it done, and I know that you can. I'm certain. You just need to concentrate. So, let's see if I can help you focus a bit, shall we? Well, you will have your work done by the time I get in the house tonight. That's not a request, that's an expectation. If you don't complete it, you will be sorry. I like hearing those nerves in your voice, love. They're justified. What does "you'll be sorry" mean, specifically? Well, let me tell you. I will hurt you if you don't finish. When I get home, if that assignment isn't put to bed, I'm going to take you into the bedroom, pull your pants down, and bend you over my fucking knee, and then I'll spank that sexy ass with my bare hand until I sting, and you know I can take a hell of a lot more than you. Then, when your ass cheeks are tender and red, I'll drive two fingers into you, just to see how wet you are. And if I know you, and I do, you'll be pretty fucking wet. Maybe, if you're feeling appropriately apologetic, I'll let you have a taste. I'll tie you down to the bed, a spread eagle, legs and arms separated, one on each corner of the bed. And I'll work my way over your body, licking and kissing and biting. I'll sink my teeth into you until you squeal. The marks will be there tomorrow to remind you not to fucking slack off again. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I thought so. But I'm not done yet. Oh no. I'd pull that Hitachi out of the box, plug it in, and press it into your clit. Turn it on to high. I'm certain you'd scream. You'll beg me to let you come. You need it so badly. Holding that orgasm in will be damn near impossible. I'll make you ask for permission. You'll call me sir. You'll tell me what a hungry little whore you are. And you know what? You'll be right. Because you'll know that you disappointed me by not doing the one fucking thing you were supposed to. So I won't do the one fucking thing you want. I will leave you on the edge, that attachy turned all the way up, making you hold that orgasm in you until you can't stand it. And then, nothing. I'll turn the fucking thing off, leave you in a mess, and go get my dinner. All because you didn't fucking do your job. But what happens if you're good? Well, you'll like it. When I come home and you tell me you've gotten your task done, I'll take you into the bedroom, sit you down on the bed, and peel my clothes off for you, just the way you like, slowly. I'll peel yours off too, as each piece of flesh is exposed in your body. I'll kiss it, lick it, and worship it. When we're both down to nothing, I'll push you back onto the bed and lay over top of you. I'll kiss you, softly at first, and then more aggressively. I want you, darling, more than you know. It's what I think about when I'm away, and I'll show you exactly how much. I'll rock against you, like I know you like, and I know you'll spread your gorgeous thighs for me. You'll want me inside you, like you always do. And who am I to object? You're such a good girl, after all. And you're absolutely irresistible to me. I'll take your hands in mine, fingers laced together, holding you down on the bed. Slowly, so you can enjoy every inch. I'll slide into you until my hips are pressed against your thighs. And then, sweetheart, I'll fuck you slowly. I'll stretch you, feel you, make you feel how much I want you. I'll put your flesh in my mouth, licking, sucking, and claiming every part of you. I'll hit all the right spots inside you, pulling you closer and closer to your orgasm. And I promise you, it'll be sweet. When I know you're close, I'll move harder and faster. We'll get to the edge together, and then I'll whisper in your ear, come with me. And you will. We'll come together. You shrieking my name, and me groaning in your ear. It'll seem to last forever. Pleasure adding to pleasure until we're both completely spent. We'll lie together on the bed, with racing hearts and smiles on our faces. You like that idea? I like it too, sweetheart. Well, then you'd better get it done. I'll be home in 4 hours. See you tonight.